The conference will now begin.
Okay. Here we go, Heather. Let's go right to here. So we started this 3 week Torah, 3 week halacha yesterday. Let's start again, page 130 here. Those are some important notes to see. So let's start again. Halacha Aleph, second paragraph of HaKlal. Yeah? HaKlal. The rule is, Kitarach Kalad and Levake Shalchapes Ma'od Ma'od Acharabi Amiti HaGadol B'mayla Muflagis Ma'od. That Rabbi Nachman says, and we all know, if you learn any, this is definitely Breslov, that you need to search. You need to look. It's not simple. You need to look and have a search in Bakushas and Tfilas to find a big Rebbe. To find a Rebbe who's at a high place, a high Madrega, specifically Sheyucha L'Hayar B'Hasagas Elokus. Somebody who is an enlightened and can enlighten you with Hasagas Elokus. Hasag is a hard word to translate. It, what do they say over here? Perceptions of godliness. Someone has a perception of godliness. Let's read note one over here. It's very, very important. Because one of my favorite topics that I've been discussing constantly lately, notes number one, what does it mean to perception? He says perception of godliness refers to das, the sugi of das. And we already learned a few halachas ago that building a person who has das is kilu what? The Mar Bracha says, a person who has das, it's kilu, you built a base of mikdash. A person with das is someone, kilu, he's like a walking base of mikdash. So perception of godliness, can anybody translate the word perception, perceive? Well, I will tell you, because I wanted to make, oh, I know what it means, everybody knows, but I looked it up, and I want it to be clear. You ready for this? We're having an English lesson here. Ellie, you ready for this? You're very ready. I like the tzitzis, by the way. I'm very big pro of the tzitzis. Okay. Perceive, definition number one. Become aware or conscious of something. Become aware or conscious of something. You come to realize or understand. So when you say the word das, das, you cannot translate. I was telling a few boys yesterday, anytime you have a word in Lashon HaKodesh, which is a godly word, you cannot, by definition, you can't translate that into an English word. Because when the Rebbe Shalom said a word, he meant a lot of things by it. Each word is netzach netzachim. So you can't take an English word, oh, das means knowledge. It also means knowledge, but it also means perception. It means consciousness. It means aware. It means to be awake. It means expansion. It means depth. It means a lot of things. So you see that even in the English language, they're trying perception, they can't even get right. The perception is to become aware, conscious, to realize, understand. Das is a combination of all of these. Definition number two. That was only definition number one. Ready? Now, anybody who's learned the Sugi of Das knows that Das stands in between the mind, thoughts, and the heart. Correct? Sam, you know, of course. So listen to this definition. That perception means you become aware of something by use of one's senses. It's an intellectual, deeper awareness using senses, because that's what das is. Das is a combination of understanding and feeling. And then number three, when you do become aware or conscious of something, when you do realize something deeper, understand, we're talking about, of course, about your bonus role there, and you do get to the Madrega to be able to sense him, right? We're working our way down. Then definition number three kicks in, which is, again, for perception, interpret or look upon something in a particular way. Your whole life becomes interpreted differently. Things become changed. You see in a different way based on the inner workings of your das. So now let's go back to number one. Thank you for that, taking that English lesson break here. Perception of godliness refers to das, internalized knowledge, right? That's another way of saying it. All of that is internalized knowledge. It's understanding, it's realizations, it's perceptions, it's sensing. That's what it means by internal. That's why whenever you read an English book and you're trying to take big concepts, and make a tzimtzum of them, which is what this whole halacha is going to be about, by taking chachmei la, as we quoted yesterday, and trying to make it into a chachma tata. You need tzimtzum. So if you're going to take a big idea called das, I can't even grasp what that is. You need to use English words, which is a chachma tata. But you have to know that one English word is not going to cut it. You need a lot of English words. And even those words need words. And even those words need words until you create this whole big system. And then maybe you can understand what das means. And you can feel it. And you can connect to it. So the ultimate das is the internalized knowledge that Hashem's imminence fills all of creation. To sense that. That's what we said in the last halacha. To be davening with the das that you're standing before Kadosh Baruch Hu, means to feel him. This awareness fills a person according to his spiritual level. Each person has a different madrig of das, with a deep inner sense of Hashem's immediate closeness and everlasting love. An inner sense, an awareness, an internalized knowledge. You hear? Das is very, it's hard to nail it down. You get das by learning. You get das by learning and expanding yourself. Elsewhere, Rabbi Nelson writes that this is the meaning of to know that Hashem is Elohim, to know that Hashem is God, das, perceived godliness, dispelling the illusion that a God exists other than Hashem, and knowing intimately that whatever one experiences in life comes from the hands of Hashem for one's benefit, das. To really, really believe everything that we've learned in Chassidus, that's all beautiful. It's all up in Chacham and Bina. But until you get to das, until you take all that, the adata hayom, ashevos elavavzech, you need to send it down to your heart. That's what the Baal Shem wanted. That was his ikar goal, not just to learn it, to send it down into your heart. That's where das comes in. So let's go weiter, ki hasagas elokos, because this concept of hasagas elokos, to perceive godliness, and we just, your mind is probably, if you read that paragraph again, and the definitions of perception, your mind's like, well, what is that exactly? That became something that I thought I understood, now I don't. Hasagas elokos, to perceive godliness, efshar, says Rabbi Nachman, it's impossible. Lahazik ki enayde kamatzintzum. Like we just said, you cannot jump to God. You cannot jump to calculus. Let's make a mashal. You cannot jump to calculus before you know 1 + 1, until you know 1 × 1, and 1/1, and then fractions, and then long division, or whatever else, and then many other madrigas until you get to calculus, right? Calculus is definitely based on 1 + 1, but you can't get to it. So it's a mitzvah thing. You have to constrict your knowledge right now. So when we're trying to take a big inyan like hasagas elokus, to be masig of Kadosh Baruch Hu, to the degree you can feel him and you can sense him standing in front of you, shivis Hashem, right? The greatest act of hasagas elokus is to live in a way of shivis Hashem l'negdi samad. But to get to that point, we can mitzamtim, constrict and constrict and constrict and constrict until we use like words like awareness, until we use like a word as emuna, and then to learn about these concepts, and to think about these concepts, and again and again and again and again and again, right? Or another mashal, like we discussed yesterday, is a nice piece of steak, big piece of steak, huge. I mean, we're talking about, I don't really eat steak. Pounders, I don't know what they're called. Ounces, it goes by ounces, right, in fancy terms? No, Ellie, give me a, what's a big steak? 72 ounces? I don't know. Yeah, big. I don't know. Huge steak. What are you going to do? You're going to take that and try to shove it in your mouth in one time? You can't do that. You want to eat the steak, you have to cut into little pieces and chew and chew and chew and swallow. And then you start the next piece. If you try to eat too fast, you could choke. You could die. You might throw up. You might never ever want to eat a piece of steak again. So if you don't do it the right way, cut up slowly, chewing it nicely, like Bubby said, 22 times. You even have to cook it properly, or else if it's not cooked properly, you can't start the situation here. Hasagas elokus is broken up, and you need a very, very big Rebbe to do that for you. There's many, many hakdamas. We learned, if you remember, Rabbi Nelson, in the hakdama to Likutei Halachos, he said, what did Rabbi Nachman call all the Torahs? Rabbi Nachman had so many Torahs. The biggest of the big. And he called them all hakdamas. All of Likutei Moran are just hakdamas. So we don't even have the madrigal Likutei Moran. We need hakdamas of the hakdamas. Of the hakdamas of the hakdamas of the hakdamas. That's called the Tzimtzum. The Tzimtzum let's send some, let's send some more and more and more, but we have to start somewhere. So for us, for some people, right, the way we grew up, some people start with the Nesivah Shalom. That's a way you start. And then maybe some people go to Kedushas Levi, a little Baal Shem Tov, a little Tanya, a little Mikud Maran. Some people then go to Zohar, Kesei Arizal, right, to go back up. But you need a big Rebbe to do something at first, to cut it down to pieces first. Sometimes the biggest Chachamim is not the Rebbe who's teaching the 12th grade shir, or the base major shir. Sometimes the biggest Chacham is talking to the guy, the Rebbe who's teaching the little kids, and trying to give me over something so big in a way that he can have the kids understand it and grow from it, and not just as a gibberish. So look at number three on the bottom. Where Rabbi Nachman teaches that a Jew should always focus on the seichel, intellect, that inheres in all things in creation. Right? We have this seichel sheish b'chodover. There's a certain intellect, the seichel, which is a Kadosh Baruch seichel. It's not necessarily thinking seichel, but it exists permanently in everything, every body, every thing, every time. Attaining the seichel, which in divine wisdom, you need to read number one again, after you're done, slowly, and you need to read number three again, slowly. They wrote it in a very nice way, as close as they can get. They wrote it very carefully and very nicely. Again, attaining this seichel sheyesh b'chol davar, the seichel of Elokus, within each and every thing, which is divine wisdom, will enable him to come closer to Hashem through that thing. That doesn't mean necessarily knowing the halacha l'maisa. That's good. That's a piece of it. But that's not the whole thing. You need to know much more than just the halacha l'maisa to get to the seichel sheyesh b'chol davar. That's 1% of it, or 10% of it. There's also chassidus, there's machshava, there's much more. Thus, the Rebbe refers to divine wisdom as, quote, a great light that shines for a person in all his ways. However, as he explains here, divine wisdom is incomprehensible unless its profundity, right, its expansiveness, is channeled through constriction into lower seichel, lower wisdom, little pieces that we could slowly chew. There's no way you could climb up to a mountain right away, one step at a time. So too is with seichel, getting close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's one piece at a time. No, we have to use examples, mashalim, stories. Right? There's so many different ways that we have to do this. Yeah. So Maisa, we're just starting. But this is like a type of hagdama for us, for all Torahs, chassidus, and deeper Torahs. And each piece is one building block. You can't go fast. But you need the blocks. So you need a big Rebbe who's going to take a big chunk of the mountain and break it up into little blocks for us to chisel out a path. You have a big mountain. You can't get up the mountain if there's no path. You need a big person to then chisel out that path that allows, even though it's going to be a long, windy path. And it can take some time. But the tzaddik knows. Sometimes you have Rebbe says shirim, or a Rebbe of yours. And like, come on, move faster. Let's get to the point already. Like, I hear you. But the Rebbe knows. You're not ready yet. You need to go on the winding path. Even though it's painful, part of the understanding of divine wisdom, part of the ability to perceive godliness, you need to go through that pain of waiting and going slow. Because if you jump too fast, it might come from your geiza, and then you'll never, ever get to divine wisdom. It has to be in a place of another, and another goes slow. You can't be a fast another. There's no such thing. I'm an another. Another takes a lot of time. Slow. No rushing. If ever we should be with Hashem to continue breaking down the pieces of Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nelson and to build ourselves closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Amen.
Thanks, Sam.
Amen.
See you guys later. Have a good day. Shkaya.